Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Carlos.
Good evening, sir. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. Sir, we'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And just to be sure we represent everybody in your community, may I ask your race, please?
My race?
Yeah, white Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American, mixed.
Agro-American.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably, 50-50, or you will not vote?
Yes, I probably will.
Probably. Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
65.
Okay, 65, is that right? Thank you. Now moving right along. Oh, you say 5'5 or 6'5?
6'5.
6'5, okay. And, sir, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated? You may use any number between 0 to 10.
About eight.
Thank you, sir. Now, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Very closely? Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. Thank you. And, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? What's your opinion?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
No, satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say the economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What's your opinion?
Staying about the same.
Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to be focused on? You can select up to two, okay? And the first one is making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing a common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, or creating more jobs and raising wages, or combating division and racism, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or reducing crime. If you have to choose two of them, what would be the two most important that you think your member of Congress should be focused on?
Help members of kindergarten, UK, and
okay. The healthcare issue, you said, they're protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or border security.
Prescription care.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving right along. Sir, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold, neutral. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion, never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. Josh Stein. From 0 to 100, how warm and favorable do you feel?
About 80.
80?
Mm.
Oh, what number you say? I'm sorry.
80.
80, okay. How about the Democrats in Congress in general? What number?
That's about 90.
Okay. And how about Mark K. Robinson? What number?
Mark K. Robinson?
Yes, sir.
I don't hardly know him. Probably about 60.
Okay. And how about Tim Scott? From 0 to 100. How warm and favorable?
About 60.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
0.
And Cornel West?
About 60.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
About 80%.
Okay. How about Hakeem Jeffries? What number?
About 60.
And Republicans in Congress in general?
What
number would you give them, Republicans in Congress in general? Do you have a warm and favorable opinion towards them from 1 to 100? What number?
A 50.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden?
About 90.
90. Thank you, sir. Now moving right along. Sir, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote if you have to decide today? Or if you're undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. If the general election for governor of the North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Stein, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Libertarian Mike Rose, and Republican Mark Robinson, for who would you vote if you have to decide today? And if you're undecided, let me know.
Mark Robinson, all right.
Mike Rose, okay. And have you recently seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, or some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Not at all.
Nothing at all? Is that what you say?
Yes.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? A lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
Yes. A lot.
Okay. And what was you seen or heard recently about Donald Trump make you more or less favorable towards him?
He was guilty of all the crimes.
Yeah, but what you seen or heard, will that make you much more unfavorable towards him? Somewhat more unfavorable? Much more?
Much more, yes.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? If you can mention just one thing, that would be great. The fraud conviction, the way he did business. So it's one thing.
Fraud conviction.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Just fraud issues, okay? Thank you. Now moving right along. Sir, I'd like you to read others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. And now, which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like a social security, the lack of equality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, the stagnant wages and raising costs, a lack of great economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Which one of these do you think is the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? The rising in crime and violence was one of them?
Yes.
Okay, that's one of them. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Yes.
That one? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, for each of the following issues, can you please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue? The first issue is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Who do you think will do a better job, Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Okay. How about tackling inflation and dealing with the rising costs? Same question. Joe Biden, much better or somewhat better?
Yes.
Much better? Okay.
Somewhat better.
How about rising crime and violence? Who do you think will handle that better, Trump or Biden?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat more?
Much better.
Okay. How about growing the U.S. economy? Same question, same options. Who do you think will do better?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Much better or somewhat?
Much better.
Okay. And how about the Supreme Court ruling back rights or freedoms? Who do you think will do better at that, Trump or Biden?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat?
Much better.
Okay, how about fixing the immigration system? Who do you think will do better on that?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you, sir. Joe Biden, much better or somewhat?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, and generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Much more.
Much more favorable, okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Now, generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? What's your opinion?
Fair. Fair.
Very fair or somewhat fair?
Fair.
Okay, but what would be very fair or somewhat fair? What do you think?
Very fair.
Very fair, okay. And sir, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's not more reliable to African Americans. And generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
No.
Okay. Disagree somewhat or disagree strongly?
Disagree strongly.
Strongly, okay. Thank you, sir. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often? Or not at all?
Often.
Often, thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, or formerly known as X? YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or other?
Facebook.
Thank you. Any other? Do you get your social media or your news from?
TikTok.
TikTok, okay. Thank you. Now, sir, switching gears a little bit now. The last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What's the last year of a school that you have completed? High school graduates or college? College graduate.
Graduate. 11th grade.
High school graduate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Living alone.
Yes, sir?
Living alone.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And sir, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Okay, very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay, thank you. And sir, and thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Less than half.
Okay.
Yes.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. This concludes the survey. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.